Hi there. The word for you today is, it's time to take action. In Proverbs 28 verse 1, Solomon said, "The righteous are as bold as a lion." John Ruskin said, and I quote, "What we think, or what we know, or what we believe, is in the end of little consequence. The only consequence is what we do." So if you're serious about succeeding in what you believe God has called you to do in life, for the next couple of days, let's talk about three steps you've got to take. And here's the first one. Do something. Sir Edmund Burke said, and I quote, "Nobody made a greater mistake than he who did nothing because he could only do little. Praying, planning, and deliberating are all good. But there comes a point when you have to step out in faith and act. And if you're naturally sedentary or easily discouraged, you'll have to confront your fear and reluctance and go ahead and take that first step." Declaration of Independence signer John Hancock put it like this: "All worthwhile men have good thoughts, good ideas, and good intentions, but precious few of them ever translate those into action. When God promised to part the waters of the Jordan River so that his people could go through and enter the promised land, please notice something. The waters only parted after they stepped in. And the same principle applies to you. In the beginning, you just need to get moving. Try different things. It's easier to start doing something right. If you've already started doing something, it's easier to steer a car when it's moving forward, but almost impossible when it's standing still." Dennis Bake, co-founder and former CEO of global energy supplier AES Corporation, put it this way: "We try a bunch of stuff, see what works, and call that our strategy." In other words, if you don't know exactly what to do, don't let it keep you from doing something.